City of Powell Rivers Council members were recently provided an update on a complex care announcement made last year. At the May 2 Committee of the Whole meeting, Vancouver Coastal Health, VCH, Director, Coastal Community of Care, Michelle Hanna, said the province is entering the seventh year since BC declared illicit drug toxicity deaths a public emergency. During the pandemic, we saw a worsening of reported mental health, and increases of people using substances alone, said Hanna. We know the illicit drug supply is increasingly toxic, leading to a high rate of death, due to illicit substance use. In response, we have seen significant expansion in our mental health and substance use services in Powell River, and we are aiming to create a more accessible and responsive service to those in our community. However, we know community members who have overlapping complex mental health and substance use concerns still face some challenges accessing care today. Hanna said last year, the province announced 20 complex care housing beds for this community. She said this was a partnership between VCH, Slayam Mon Nation, Lift Community Services and BC Housing. She said it was part of a new, groundbreaking approach to service delivery, for people with overlapping, complex mental health and substance use concerns, and/or concurrent medical issues. Without adequate care and support, these community members are often at a higher risk of facing homelessness, and without stable housing, their health concerns may worsen, said Hanna. Complex care housing aims to break that cycle of homelessness and provide a sense of stability. Megan Komen, VCH Regional Leader for Homelessness and Complex Care Housing, said it is a level of housing that does not exist currently in Cawthet. She said it is intended to support those at greatest risk of homelessness, those who are precariously housed or those at risk of eviction. It's an approach to service delivery that supports people with mental health and substance use concerns, and likely, or could be along with other health concerns such as acquired brain injury, trauma or other health concerns that make them at greater risk of homelessness, said Komen. Complex care housing is geared and tailored toward supporting people who are at greatest risk of homelessness. Its health, housing and social supports intersecting. Komen said there are currently four such complex care initiatives operating in the VCH region. We know they are having very positive results, added Komen. We know there has been significant investment in complex care housing throughout the province and they have reported very positive results. Slayam Mon Health Director Marlene Paul said the nation is a proud partner in this much-needed project. She said Slayam Mon citizens, both on and off treaty lands, are overrepresented when it comes to being unhoused. This is largely due to untreated mental health and substance use challenges, said Paul. Complex care housing will bring much-needed stability to many of our clients' lives, so that they can take steps towards their healing and wellness journey. Housing construction. City Councillor Cindy Elliott asked if there is a housing unit that is going to be affiliated with the complex care. Naomi Brunmeier, Director of Regional Development for BC Housing, said infrastructure is required, so the BC housing part is to come with the resources for capital construction of units that would be associated with complex care. BC Housing has made a commitment to this community, said Brunmeier. One is to provide the infrastructure that is necessary to build out the complex care housing, should there be additional units outside the ones currently being delivered in Slayam Mon Nation and at the existing supportive housing. In addition would be the rehousing of folks we brought indoors during the pandemic, so we're looking to solve two pieces, and create permanent housing for those who are currently in a shelter operated by Lift. City Councillor George Doubt said he was hoping as a result of the presentation to hear something about housing. I haven't heard that today, said Doubt. I want to express my disappointment that it is taking so long to see action because we have a lot of people who desperately need complex care health and part of that is housing. Brunmeier said due diligence on a site was being finalized. She said she hoped to get back to council before the summer with more details. We are imminent, said Brunmeier, but not quite today.